Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Karmali, and filling in for Dave Popowicz is Liana Wojcik. Liana, welcome.
Thank you, Faisal. Happy Saturday.
Is that our first time doing this?
I think it's our second time.
Second time now.
Together. Yeah.
This is fantastic because not only do I get a smarter individual beside me, I get one that I can actually have a real conversation with. This is really good. So we had a very interesting week. Before we jump into what's some of the biggest economic and financial news stories for the week, we've got a great show today. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting thing. A taxpayer tries to claim parking cost as a medical expense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That caught our attention in one of the news stories. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Jamie Golenbeck, one of our reoccurring tax experts, mm-hmm. talk about, can you do this? Mm-hmm. How does it work? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know you could also deduct parking costs and so
right.
forth. So you can have that conversation. And of course, we talked about this on Friday, you and I. Super ager.
Mm-hmm. I heard that term and I was excited to learn about it because I want to be a super ager if I can.
You want to be a super ager?
That sounds like a good thing, right?
I like the word super. I don't know about ager. You know that that's...
Yeah, that's, the, yeah, that's
so,
fair.
So
that's
I think
fair.
We need to look yeah. at what a super ager is. How do you become one? Mm-hmm. It is a concern for many Canadians looking at the aging process and yeah, I want to be a super ager. Mm-hmm. We're hearing that mm-hmm. more and more. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about what is it? Do you want to be part of it?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it so super?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be a great show today. This week, you had the opportunity to be on media and speak to the public about some of the key big stories. One of them that came up was inflation. What's mm-hmm. your take on that?
So, of course, the big headline this week about Canadian inflation numbers, 6.3% was the last read. It's in line with expectations. So what that really means, and the question is, what does it mean? Like, is inflation going up or down? It's trending downwards now. We're starting to see that kick in. What does that mean for average, everyday Canadians? Partly that we start to see prices come down in some of those sectors. But the other main thing is that it will play into the interest rate increase that the Bank of Canada announces next week. So the question is, are we going to see another 25 basis point increase or will it be different?
Yeah.
Market is betting strongly now that we will see 25 basis points.
Yeah, and I think that was priced even before the recent inflation numbers that came in. That is going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
The Bank of Canada has said they're going to try to do everything they can to contain inflation. The mm-hmm. interesting thing that people need to realize that when you're looking at inflation in Canada, mm-hmm. they have a different mandate. The Bank of Canada has a different mandate than the Federal Reserve of the United States. The Federal Reserve of the United States has to look at two major metrics, inflation and jobs, mm-hmm. so employment. At the Bank of Canada, it is only an inflation mm-hmm. mandate. Mm-hmm. They're not required to focus on employment. Mm-hmm. So when we hear about the employment numbers in this country, mm-hmm. It's not part of the mandate for the Bank of Canada. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. The second thing that was interesting with this inflation number that came out, when you look at it from an economic perspective, and I use the analogy, Liana, growing up, I would have my parents come into my room. I'd open the door and I'd go, Mom, Dad, look, I cleaned my room. Big smile on my face. I got, you know, look, ta-da, uh-huh. right? That kind of, and then they're like, yeah, we expected that.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
this is not, you're,
yeah.
you're not doing anything, you know, yeah. out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
You should be cleaning your yeah. room. And I'm like, and I took out the garbage out mm-hmm. of my room. And they're like, yeah, we kind of expected
you're meeting
that.
Meeting expectations.
That's exactly yeah. what the market said about inflation numbers this week
that's
in the
right.
Bank of Canada. It is expected. Mm-hmm. You cleaned your room. Mm-hmm. You took out the garbage. Mm-hmm. Faisal, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Market says, Bank of Canada, we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
No big surprise.
That's right.
Now, if I cleaned my room, took out the garbage, and rearranged the pantry so everything's looking great, mm-hmm. my parents would have been, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And if the markets would have been reacting it with a wow, if there was some other economic indicator that said to them, things are actually improving for the benefit of pricing investments at this point in time.
Right.
And that's not happening.
Right.
The other part I wanted to mention with you is, do you believe that this number on the inflation rate is the actual inflation rate that people experience?
No, it's a headline, it's an average, and it's not, everybody's personal inflation rate is different. So what you buy is a major factor of what your experience personally as your inflation rate. So mine could be very different than yours. And it depends answer on that one.
So what we've done in the past with clients is we've introduced them to a inflation calculator. Mm-hmm. And the inflation calculator allows you, and it's done by the Bank of Canada and Stats Canada, that you can plug in your information. Mm-hmm. And let me give an example. There are many Canadians who think inflation is 100% in their circumstances as they see as the headline number. Mm-hmm. And then when you start digging through how inflation is calculated, one, for example, a very large percentage is rent. Mm-hmm. But what if you don't pay rent? Mm-hmm. Or gasoline. Mm-hmm. What if you have an electric vehicle? Mm-hmm. Then your own personal inflation rate would be different. Mm-hmm. People who buy groceries more than they eat out, or you know, skip the dishes and stuff like mm-hmm. that, had a higher inflation rate because mm-hmm. food costs went up for groceries, but the restaurants were burying some of that cost so you can keep going people to that customer.
Yeah.
So is your inflation rate the real inflation rate that we hear at the Bank of Canada? Mm-hmm. No. And you're right with that. So I strongly suggest that people really understand what their true inflation rate number is, because people will react different.
Well, and when you think about it, the biggest part of this last decrease was gasoline prices. They came down 13% month over month. If you drive your vehicle, if you have a gas-powered vehicle and you drive it a lot, that's a huge number for you personally.
Yeah.
If you take transit or walk or don't drive a vehicle that needs gasoline, zero impact to you. So
Learn what your inflation rate is, helps you understand what your expenses will be like so you can cash flow manage on a day-to-day basis, but also planning for long-term expenses. Because mm-hmm. there are people who will say, well, if inflation's above 6%, let's put that number in my expectation of future income in retirement. Mm-hmm. You are going to be very disappointed if you use 6% inflation rate numbers. Mm-hmm. That means you have to get more than 6 on average every year, which means you're going to take on more risk mm-hmm. because bonds and GICs are 4%. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you buy a GIC, you're going to go broke safely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? If you buy bonds, you're going to go broke mm-hmm. safely. So you have to take on more risk. Mm-hmm. And that may not be the right strategy because you're using a number that may not be realistic to your situation.
That's right. That's where it gets scary.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the key part there. Other news stories that came up as well for you this week?
We had some U.S. economic data. Now, there's a couple of different directions that we saw it going. So labor market showing still very tight, very strong. But weakening or softening in things like housing, manufacturing, retail sales, all reported losses.
Yeah.
So
how do you digest that information when you see that divergence between the two data points? Mm-hmm. What do you take it as?
So the typical reaction that we see is, oh my God, employment is too high. We're worried about the labor market. We're going to have to raise interest rates further. It's kind of we need to slow down the economy further reaction. There's a flip side to that, though, and the flip side to that is it's a point of strength that might actually facilitate the Fed managing something close to the soft landing that they're looking for.
And I think that's what the market was saying. Okay, maybe there's going to be a soft landing, and maybe is the key word mm-hmm. because they're looking at earnings and they're saying, are earnings going to continue to rise mm-hmm. or stay the same? And then what kind of multiple do you put mm-hmm. on it? And that's why we saw some of the big companies, tech companies, laid off a whole bunch of people mm-hmm. or announced layoffs. Mm-hmm. That's impacting to some degree mm-hmm. of how people see it. I look at employment a little bit different. When you're coming out of a pandemic, and I'll take our business alone here, Leanna, I will say that if we were to, let's say we wanted to lay off people, mm-hmm. the chances of us laying off people, knowing that we have people who are sick, mm-hmm. who've got things that are happening at home mm-hmm. and they can't be in the office, mm-hmm. we need that coverage. Mm-hmm. Think about a retail location mm-hmm. or a fast food chain mm-hmm. or whatever. Are you going to let go of people when you mm-hmm. know you've got what we call illness or the mm-hmm. COVID hangover mm-hmm. where people are missing work? Mm-hmm. If a person is not feeling well, we tell them, stay home. Mm-hmm. But there's still work to be done. So you're mm-hmm. not going to lay off people. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's the other thing. They were so difficult to bring on in the first place during the pandemic. There was such a hard time hiring people that employers are unwilling to let them go.
Yeah.
It's because they'll may just have to hire them again in the future.
Yeah, and try finding them again.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of challenges and so forth that are going to happen going forward. People are still going to digest the economic information and reflect that in the market volatility. And there's going to be lots of volatility, we believe, mm-hmm. in the upcoming months. And so how do you handle the volatility? How do you position your portfolio for the right retirement mm-hmm. that you want to have? We're going to be talking about that on Tuesday, January 24th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Now you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. All right. Coming up after the break, we're going to be chatting about this super ager. Are you ready to be a super ager? We're going to find out. You listen to QR Calgary and More Than Money.